Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, how can I say that? Because I started this stuff. That's right. The original podcast back in the 90s, the original boxing talk show back in the 80s. Bottom line is, I've been doing this 41 years. Who am I? Well, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Not only am I your host, I'm your very somewhat confident or cocky host. I'm also an award-winning writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. I was nationally ranked at one point in time, and I even made it to the Olympic trials. So the bottom line is, I could fight a little bit, I could write a little bit, but I'm not the average boxing fan right now. You are. So at the top of each hour, I open up the phone lines just once for the Ring Talk listeners. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-757. Of course, come to you live on the radio, iHeartRadio, all over the world on Sports Byline, the American Forces Network, and of course, live on Twitch.tv and the YouTube channel of and YouTube as well. Of course, that's with Sports Byline USA. You go to Sports Byline USA on YouTube or Sports Byline USA on Twitch. Of course, you can catch your shows live and or delayed. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we got the battle of the 32-0 guys going in like 6 days. We'll talk about Junto Nakatani and Noah Noy. Both guys 32-0. Somebody's O's got to go, and somebody's got to be 33-0 next week, unless there's a freak draw. But I don't see that coming. Of course, Noah Noy considered a pretty good favorite in this fight, seeing Nakatani look like spit in his last time out. Speaking of spit, I will talk about Eddie Reynoso. Eddie Reynoso is a trainer of a lot of fighters, including Canelo Alvarez, and I'll talk about how he's full of spit. But when I write it in print, you know, I always got to, like, spit with an H, right? You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is, when I do this article on Eddie Reynoso at my Substack page, of course, I'm talking about Pedro, P-A-D-Y-R-O, 1234, I'm going to just let it rip. Bottom line is, he's full of spit, spit with an H. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one is here. Had a big night at Stefano's Pizza over there in Marin County. I know he did because it was 25% off yesterday. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Usually, I insert a dollar sign or an asterisk in place of the H when I spell out the word S-H-you-know-what-T. Of course, in a sentence designed for print. I believe that Canelo Alvarez's mouthpiece, Eddie Reynoso, is so full of spit that to put it any other way would just be wrong. Bottom line is, I was looking up, and Mr. Google told me about Eddie's PED rap sheet. Of course, call it Siri, Alexa, or Google. Ask him how many fighters that trainer Eddie Reynoso has been associated with that have tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. First, we've got Saul Canelo. Notice the Canelo, the feminine side of Canelo. The feminine side, Canelo, Canelo Alvarez. Bottom line is, he tested positive for something called clenbuterol. That was in 2018. He claimed it was on bad beef and that Tommy D gave him a stiff sandwich. Bottom line is, then there was Jaime Munguia. He tested positive for testosterone in May 2025. Wait. Then there was Oscar Valdez. He's been on the show a couple of times. Tested positive for the stimulant phentermine. That was in 2021. Wait, I'm not done. Julio Cesar Martinez failed a drug test for clenbuterol in 2024. That was not his first scrape with PEDs. Martinez reportedly was popped for the same thing in 2021. Second time around, I think he was suspended 9 months and fined $9,000. Luis Neri tested positive for something called zilpaterol. Of course, then there's Francisco Rodriguez, Jr., October 24th. I think he tested positive for the second time. Octadrine. Octadrine was the second drug test. Of course, the WBC cleared him, saying it was unintentional because, you know, it was over-the-counter. You know, it's the WBC, of course, a world of bunko and chicanery, and right now they're taking all kinds of rips. Terrence Crawford's refusing to pay him for the sanctioning fees over the Canelo fight. And you know what? Although I have a problem with, you know, Terrence not living up to his contract and saying that, you know, he was going to take care of the signing. He signed it beforehand. He should live up to his word. I've got a problem with that. I really don't have a problem with spitting on Mr. Suleiman. When I say spit on a show, I mean spit with an H. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, Eddie Reynoso this week, of course, the trainer to the stars, wink, wink. Yeah, what are they taking? Anyway, it's the beef. Anyway, he trains Canelo Alvarez, obviously. And this week he was interviewed, and he said something to the effect where, you know, talking about David Benavidez. Well, that fight, the time for that fight is past. No, the time for that fight never existed. It never existed. I mean, the kid, and he was a kid when he did this, 21 years old in 2017, David Benavidez wins the WBC super middleweight title, okay? Then he gets in some trouble, gets positive for a coke test. Somehow they got him on a coke test. But get this, instead of sending him to rehab like they did every single champion before and after, every single one, they took his title. Why would they take his championship away? Wink, wink. Because Canelo Alvarez was the number one contender, the top guy, and the top dog at that point in time. Is that why they took it? Of course. And then he's had the title like four or five. I mean, talk about this WBC 168-pound title. Talk about David Benavidez. He had the real title. He had the interim title. He was a number one contender. Mauricio said he was going to mandate him for a fight with Canelo Alvarez. It never happened. And for that chump, I'm talking about Eddie Reynoso Jr., Senior, calling us the Junior this time. But for him to come out and say that, you know, we've moved on past that. The reason why you moved on past it is because you were a chicken spit, you know what? That's what it was. I mean, while I call David Benavidez a charismatic monster, I call you the cowardly lion. Straight up, let's go to Tommy D on the line. Come to us from the Bronx. Tommy D, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro, man. How's everything with you?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good rolling this morning.
Okay. Did you mention Oscar Valdez?
Yeah,
also, that was another fighter.
Yeah,
I mentioned. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This You know, and even fighters that were once in the camp that may have not popped dirty with him, but they still pop dirty in general, is your guy Ryan Garcia.
Good old Ryan Garcia. Now,
well,
I am the president. Take that back. Bailey Peck is a president of the Ryan Garcia fan club, okay? And he's in there. He's almost in tears right now, okay? Because you denounce our hero week in and week out. We just can't take it.
Well, I'm not a big Ryan Garcia fan, so any chance I could get to, you know, throw a shot at him, I will do it.
Wait. You mean like me and Devin Haney?
Yes.
Is that the way it goes?
That's the way it goes. That is the way. It's going to go. That's the way it's going to go from now to I don't know when, but a very, very long time.
Okay, people, take note. For the record, if you go to BoxRec.com, Devin Haney is listed as an undefeated fighter. But when I saw him fight Ryan Garcia, I saw him on the floor about 8 or 10 times. I mean, if they didn't count all the times he was on the floor, he was down more in that fight than a hooker on a Saturday night. Am I right, Tommy?
Jesus. You are sort of right. I think the numbers are a bit over-exaggerated. But it was a Ryan Garcia that had almost every ounce of drugs in his system, and a Ryan Garcia that didn't even come in on weight.
He came in overweight as well. I don't think he popped for weed this time.
This time he did not pop for weed, from what I've heard.
Hey, wait, I got a question for you. Now that weed's legal, does that mean you could? I mean, because if they find a little alcohol in your system, they don't be banning you from the sport or anything like that. But if they find some weed in your system, is that different now?
It depends on which state, I think, because it's funny you say that because, you know, Keyshawn Davis is fighting a guy, and this is kind of a rematch. The first fight they threw out as a no contest because he tested positive for weed, and I believe that was in Texas somewhere.
Man, you know what? Here's what's up. Yeah. Whether I'm a weed advocate or not, weed ain't going to help you in no fight, man. And it ain't going to help you in no fight. And it just isn't. I mean, it's preposterous to even think that. And you know, I mean, I don't even want to go down that road. But the bottom line is, of course, the drugs in the Reynosa camp, as I said, I think there's 5 or 6 or 7 fighters deep there. Of course, and Ryan Garcia was before. Now, Garcia has got a possible fight with Devin Haney coming up. Is that the way that they're talking for the summer?
I have no idea. There's been so many flip-flopping. And, you know, at first I heard Ryan Garcia and Conor Benn. Then I heard Ryan and Tio. Now Ryan and Devin. I have no idea who Ryan Garcia is.
Okay, time out, man. My guy's not in there. No, you're not mentioning Bailey in there. Bailey's got no shot.
I mean, I believe he has a shot, you know, but I don't think they're going to pay him like they're going to pay these other guys.
Okay, let's talk about Kingsley Igbe. Kingsley Igbe, you and I know Kingsley Igbe is a Nigerian heavyweight. Of course, a softie. He's been on the show a few times in the past. He won't be on the show ever again. And I've never said that. In all the years of my life, I've never come on the air and said that he will never be on the show again. Well, maybe I'll play taps for him. But no, I never saw a guy so not want to perform in my life. And then we find out now that he got $900,000 to appear against the fat man.
Which is good for him. Let's not go crazy. It's good for him. But whether he deserved $900K, I don't know. $900K to fight Jarrell Miller on the undercard of Shakur Stevenson and Tio? That's a lot of money.
You know what? I he had no killer instinct, and I know I'm making Mike Sapaya is his advisor down there in Arizona. Mike Sapaya, of course, is the former Golden Gloves champion here, and he was my man. And we were growing up. I don't know if I told you this, but the black dudes got crazy after Martin Luther King got killed, and he shut down the entire race riot all by himself. That's what a bad dude, and that was only like the fifth grade. That's what a bad dude he was in the fifth grade. Shut all the brothers down. All of them. I mean, whoa. Anyway, Mike Sapaya's got a piece of Kingsley Igbe. He's the one that turned me on to this kind of stuff. And he told me he got 900 grand. And he said to me, he goes, Pete, there's not enough N in him. And I said, you know, the N-word. And if I said it on the air, I get in trouble here. But the bottom line is, I understand what he's trying to say because you've got to have a little street in you, a little ghetto. And he's a guy from Nigeria that went to school. Big difference. Sorry. This is the way it is. But had he had some street in him, Tommy D, he would have jumped on that fat dude. I mean, come on. If ever there was a dude ready to be beaten, it was that fat guy that night wearing the toupee.
You're right. I heard everything you said, but you know what stuck in my head?
The toupee.
That he got $900,000 for the fight.
I was about to say the toupee, but no, yeah. I mean, because that's like that'll probably go down in television history for a long, long time. You ever seen this before? You know, I mean, I don't think you've ever seen it before. Although, who was it? I think it was Bruno Sammartino. And Bruno and Sammartino was going to wrestle somebody, and they wanted somebody, and Bruno wanted them to pull his hair off, and he wouldn't do it. Bruno wanted to make that to be part of the act, and whoever the guy was, the guy figured, no, I can't do that to Bruno, I wouldn't do it, so he wouldn't go along with the plan. But Bruno wanted his wig to get ripped off in a wrestling match.
Wow, that's insane.
The great Bruno, go on.
No, I was just going to go back. I'm sorry. I apologize dearly. But I'm still over this $900. I'm not over it. Like, this guy's like Efe Ajagba, you know, Richard Torres, even Guido Villanello. Like, those guys, and I believe he fought Guido. Those guys are not making probably six figures in a fight. And this guy made nine of them? Nine?
Okay.
900?
So time out. So do you think he was overpaid? And he underperformed on purpose because he was overpaid. In other words, we're going to give you this, but we don't want you to win. I mean, and don't tell me the promoters wouldn't pull that kind of crap. They would. They do it in a heartbeat.
I mean, it's very possible. And he still got a split decision out of it, like a loss. You know, I scored it a draw. You know, so he could have stepped on the gas. I mean, he was beating him pretty much the first few rounds,
Beating him? That's not a word to use when Kingsley Ivey fights somebody. Beating? Beating? He couldn't beat his meat. Straight up, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest. interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali once said,
"Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out. It's the pebble in your shoe. Ignore the opinions of others. Believe in yourself when no one does. When everyone chooses the stair lift, walk up the stairs. If people don't have the life that you want, why do you listen to the opinion they give you? Smile more. Worry less. Love more. Hate less. Give yourself to the world. And don't try to take it for yourself. Live every day as if it were your last, because one day you're going to be right."
The great one, the greatest, born Cassius Marcellus Clay, 1942, Louisville, Kentucky, 1960 Olympic gold medalist, of course, three-time world heavyweight champion, the great Muhammad Ali. Need I say any more? No. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Bob Foster was born on April 27, 1938. Of course, he may be the greatest light heavyweight in all in history. I mean, in history, folks. He was like a spectacular fighter. The only guys who really lost to were heavyweights like Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. But the bottom line is, I got a good Bob Foster story. Bob Foster told me, he goes, "You know, Pedro, during training, I used to get a beer every night. I used to have a big, like a quart of beer every night." I said, "A quart of beer? Why do you drink a quart of beer every night?" "Well, I had to make weight. You know, I was too light. I was like 168 pounds. I said, "You weren't drinking that beer because you had to make weight, because you wanted to make weight. You were drinking that beer because you liked beer." Big long pause on the phone, that too. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. When I left him a minute ago, he was in tears. Are you okay now, Tommy D?
Oh, I'm fine now. Everything is good. I was in shock, you know, but I don't want people to get it, you know, to get misunderstood of where I'm coming from, because I'm always in favor of fighters and athletes getting their money, right? You don't want to work for free, or especially in boxing, you don't want to take much free. So that's good for him. I'm just in shock of how much he got. That's all it is.
So that's why I am thinking that he didn't try that hard because of that type of purse. Now, I'm not trying to say that he knew. I think in my opinion, it seems like there was a handshake made somewhere.
To take his foot off the gas.
To take his foot off the gas, because here's what's up. Yeah. You don't have a fat guy in front of you that just lost his hair. You don't have a fat guy in front of you that you don't throw a body shot. The guy's 6'5". He never tried to throw a body shot in that whole fight. I mean, the guy's got this big girth down there. He never even tried to hit him in the arms. He kept trying for headshots, and he never stepped in any shots. He was throwing punches and stepping away. He was punching like a punk.
But let me ask you something, Pedro, honestly, in your honest opinion, right, and taking consideration of the fight you saw last night with Miller, do you honestly think that Jarrell Miller could get hurt to the body?
Yeah. I'm like,
okay. That's a tough one.
Okay. Bottom line is, I wish God that, you know, and I was telling you a little bit earlier when we did the pre-show thing, that when you fight in different weight classes, when your weight is restricted, like at 139 pounds, as I was as a junior welterweight, or 132 pounds as a lightweight in the amateurs, you have to make that weight the day of the show or the day before the show, sometimes maybe 2 days into a tournament and things like that, okay? But, you know, how can I put this? It ain't the same. You move up 7 pounds, and I got crunched. I just got crunched. I mean, I'm telling you, it was amazing. You know, as I tell people time and time again, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Now, next week, of course, we've got size on the on the agenda. Of course, let's go to Japan first. Nanoa Inoue and Junto Nakatani, both 32 and zip. Some of these 32s got to go. Some of these O's got to go. Somebody's going to 33. I don't think it'll be a draw here. I'm willing to bet against a draw. But the bottom line is 32-0, 27 KOs. That is Nanoa Inoue. Of course, and Nakatani is 32-0, I think, with 23 knockouts, 24 knockouts. Bottom line is something major is going to happen next week across the pond.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a great fight. I mean, it's going to be great for Japan. If I'm not mistaken, I saw something that they already sold out, or they sold like...
Oh, no, they sold 50,000. They sold 55,000 yeah. seats as of a few weeks ago.
That's great. That's a beautiful thing to get 55,000 in an arena to watch a
well, you know,
fight
Tommy
like
D, tell no, Tommy, I got to put you in check for a second, man. You know, we'd be there if you wouldn't be so cheap with that private jet type of thing. I mean, here's what's up, folks. Tommy D has access to a private jet, and yet, you know, he won't. I said, let's go to Japan. Well, I don't feel started whining about a long flight or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So. I should be at these fights. I should be at that fight over there in Japan. And if he's got the jet going, maybe he can jet me back to Vegas so I can see the Zerto Ramirez and David Benavidez fight on the same day.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I just, you know.
You just you cheap.
Know, things happen, man.
Is it? You, I mean, here's what's up. I mean, you fire up. I heard you fire up the jet for all kinds of people. You won't fire it up for me.
That is not true. That is a lie.
Okay, you don't fire it for a lot of people. All right. Now, Nanoa Inoue and Junto Nakatani. Nanoa Inoue is a favorite. Of course, Junto Nakatani not looking good in that last fight. You and I were picking him to win this fight with Nanoa Inoue. Then he didn't perform so well against a guy by the name of Sebastian Hernandez Reyes, who came in at 20 and zip. He was undefeated. Some people thought Reyes might have won that fight. It was close any way you want to look at it. But the bottom line is, Nakatani got to win, set up this super fight, 32 and zip. I think both guys being 32 and zip, that sort of adds a little bit more to the scene, man. I mean, it just does. Both guys are 32-0. I mean, the Japanese press is into this, folks. I mean, they're really into it. And they still have a boxing meeting in Japan. See, we don't have a boxing meeting here in the United States, and that's why guys are able to get away with what they are. I mean, Tommy D, before I go any further, you know, you see these ads on Facebook are these things about Canelo, and they're blowing Canelo or Canella, and they're blowing Mayweather and this and that. These are, no, in the old days, PR guys used to call up writers like me in radio shows like me, and they say, hey, can you get my fighter on? You can do this and that. That don't matter no more. It's all about what they're dropping on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of crap. I mean, the reality, there is no media anymore. In fact, I don't know if there's a media existing in the world anymore.
I agree, especially boxing media. I mean, the talent is pretty much the media right now. And then you have all these YouTubers and, you know, guys like me, you know, content creators. They're the media now. But, nobody's really asking, you know, tough questions, you know, it's softball questions. They're just praising the guy and, you know, doing also or girl and doing all sorts of other stuff that we won't mention here. But, you know, it's not the same like it was back then. There's no accountability.
I went to that, you know, Ryan. I went to that Ryan Garcia post-fight press conference with Mario Barrios, right? And the only one that asked any I asked one question. Did he ever hurt you? When he hit you? That was the only question. Everybody else was blowing him. I mean, it was like, good Lord, man. I mean, stop. I mean, girls and guys, and they're going down the row, and I'm saying like this, why don't you get his phone number? You know what
You're
I mean?
Right. I see it all the time here, too. I see it here as well.
You know, and here's what's up. And let me put it to you like this. Ryan is not afraid to answer questions if you throw them at him. He won't punk you on questions. I mean, he may not answer it the way you want, but he's going to answer. You know he's got an answer.
I guess, yeah. I've never got a chance to, you know, be at a press conference with him, so I don't, you know.
Oh, speaking of never got a chance, did you listen to Oscar De La Hoya's song I sent you? Did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I listened to it.
Did you think it was any good?
It was all right.
It was all right. Now, see, I think it was the best thing that Oscar ever did. And I told him, he was with his wife. He was with his wife at that point in time. What was her name? Millie, that Puerto Rican singer. He was with her. And I said to him, I said, man, that's the best thing you ever did. She goes, he was singing the song to me. He had a picture in his hand. He was singing the song to me. I said, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. You know, I mean, that's cool. And then he goes, the best thing you ever did? I go, he goes, better than the gold medal? I go, yeah. But anyway, that's what I thought about the song. But obviously, you don't feel the same way.
No, I mean, first off, I don't understand anything that he's saying, right? So that's one.
But you dig salsa.
I do. I like to dance to it and everything. And, you know, I may know some of the words, but I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what the words are.
Let me tell you something. If you dance a salsa and they say cucaracha, they're talking cockroaches. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. More with Tommy D after the break.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Responsible.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you give me enough money, I'll fight my own mother.
The great Paulie Malignaggi. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Looking at the odds, let's talk about May 9th first. Goes Daniel Dubois taking on Fabio Wardley. Daniel Dubois going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. He's a plus 112 underdog. And Fabio Wardley is only a minus 142 favorite. That's sort of suspect to me. What's up with that? Tommy D, why is that fight so close?
Maybe because, you know, Dubois got punching power too, and also, you know, Worley has shown that he can be outboxed. Not that Dubois is anything of a, you know, real great technical fighter, right? But, you know, Worley, you know, they consider Worley as just like this big one-punch knockout guy that can't really do as much. I think a little bit different. I think he's a little bit more skilled than that. So I'm very shocked at the odds. I've actually made a couple of bets. Ready for this? Mm-hmm. But I gave them prop bets. I got Worley winning in three or less.
Really?
I mean, I don't think it goes past three.
I don't think it goes past five. I would sell the five because I just think it three. You know, when you push it into three rounds, that's putting pressure on a guy. Although I do remember Tommy Morrison was going to fight, and I'll come up with his name in a couple of minutes. He had this real weird name, but whoever this guy was, his trainer was standing in front of me in the betting line in Caesar's Palace, and they bet $15,000 that this guy would go 2.5 rounds or more. They bet the over. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So
trainer of Morrison?
What?
Morrison's trainer?
No. Tommy, no. Let me get this right. I'll get okay. The name of the guy. But Tommy Morrison was fighting this guy on Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, okay? And let me get this up here. Anyway, so he's going to fight this guy. So I'm watching this other trainer, and this trainer moves his way into the betting line in front of me, and he bets like $25,000 that this guy's going to go 2.5 rounds or more with Tommy Morrison, okay? So, I mean, that made me want to bet on the guy going 2.5 rounds. Let me find the, hold on, who was it here? Marcus Dunk and Ken Prosperity, Brian Scott, who was not? George Foreman before that, Carl Williams, Mark Hall. Man, why can't I find this? Jerry Halstead. They used to, that's who was. He had that weird name, Wimpy Halstead. That's what they called him, Wimpy Halstead. But Wimpy Halstead said he would go four rounds. It was four complete rounds, and he lasted into the fifth round. I mean, he lasted like 30 seconds. Wow. 30 seconds into the fifth round, he had to go into the fifth round to make the money. If you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So
you bet the over and you won.
Yeah, I only bet on sure things.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, that's isn't that pretty cool? You know how many times? You know how many times that Jerry Halstead went down in that fight?
No,
he went down more than two hookers on a Saturday night. He was down like 18 times. I mean, he was down so many times he needed an elevator. I mean, it was like up, down, up, down, and he would slip and he would fall and he was, oh man, I'm saying, and he was just putting time on the clock because Tommy Morrison was lighting him up.
Hmm. Well, you know, I mean, I don't think Worley knows that I bet him three rounds or less. I bet with a little bit of pride here because there was some smack talking with me and a couple other content creators where they thought Dubois was going to win. And I said, you know, I didn't say light him up like a White House Christmas tree, but I said, are you kidding me? I said, I don't think he gets past three. And they said, oh, really? You want to bet that? And I said, let's go. So that was kind of one of those. So I let, you know, my pride kind of get in the way a little bit. But I believe he could do it. I believe he could do it. I'm sticking with the bet, and I'll pay out if it goes past three. I'll pay out.
Well, you know, anybody with a private jet shouldn't have any problems knocking out $5,000-$10,000 on these small these chicken spit bets. I mean, you know, I say, correct me, you know, $5,000-$10,000 on a fight. What's that to a guy? Hey, Mayweather was getting sued. I think he owed $120,000 to a jet fuel company. In other words, he charged the gas, but he never paid for it.
Wow.
You know, and the IRS got him for $7.5 million a couple of weeks ago. He took out a loan on his purse in the Manny Pacquiao fight after he got a $40 million advance on the fight. I mean, where does all the money go? What happened to his money? I mean, it's pretty obvious he's having financial issues. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree big time. I wonder if it was some of those, you know, those hookers you mentioned earlier going up and down, you know, a bunch of times.
No, maybe. I don't think it was those hookers. I think he tried to play the Bitcoin game, and he tried to make some money in that Bitcoin thing, and somehow it went south on him. And then, of course, he went over to Dubai, and he owed somebody some money over in Dubai. They wouldn't let him leave the country at first.
Oh, I remember that. That was like a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Wow. Hey. I don't know how a guy, you know, or anyone with that kind of money can just lose it like that, especially, you know,
he's got
being retired.
Yeah.
He's got a chain of boxing gyms, okay? Mayweather boxing kind of good stuff. The Los Angeles gym, I watched the employees who went out on strike. They're screaming, we haven't been paid in 3 months. They're running around with picket signs. Floyd's a cheapskate. Floyd's this. Floyd's that. Floyd's the F word. The whole nine. I mean, they're anti-Floyd, and they're like his employees. And then Manny Pacquiao evidently bought the gym in some type of foreclosure sale.
Isn't that ironic?
Well, you know, man, listen, wow. I'll say one thing for Manny, okay? He's smarter than he looks. And I mean that because when I first met him in 2001 when he was in that hotel here in San Francisco on A Street and at the Holiday Inn training for that fight with Agapito Sanchez, or was getting ready for that fight with Agapito Sanchez, you know, I just thought he was like a really simple Filipino dude. And he really isn't that simple. I mean, he's more complicated and more intellectually smart than his educational than his years in school. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's done some pretty good things. I mean, he's buying houses for people and buying food for people, this and that. And I just don't see too many other fighters doing that.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot, I guess, and even for his country,
that's what I'm
you know, he's given back a lot, too, so in the Philippines.
Okay, let's talk about Junto Nakatani and Noah Inouye, of course, both 32 and zip. Nakatani, a plus 310 underdog, and Noah Inouye, a minus 450 favorite. Sound about right?
That sounds about fair, and that sounds about right, yeah. So I like the upset in this fight.
I think we both want to lean that way, huh?
I like the upset. I like Nakatani. I like the value of this, too.
I like Rudy Hernandez. You
know, yes, I like the corner. Inouye has shown that he can be outboxed as well, right? And then we don't know the mindset of Inouye coming into this fight. Is he coming in looking? You know, sometimes fighters go in not looking, you know, thinking they're going to go in and going to knock the guy out, and they don't really have a plan B, plan C, you know? So I like Nakatani in this fight. I think Nakatani shows out. And wins a very, very close, you know. I know you don't like when I do this, but, you know, being that, you know, Inouye is kind of still a house fighter.
You think one judge is going to go Inouye no matter. In other words, Inouye loses 12 rounds and he wins the fight on one judge's card.
Absolutely, yeah. So I got Nakatani split decision.
Oh, so sad. That's so sad.
Which will make up for a part two, which will make up, you know, and they'll do it again, and there'll be more money for them, right? Another big fight. And
okay.
Then maybe
now here's
Inouye gets him out of the
so
second
when they
fight.
Announce that second fight, what are the chances of you putting me in sock on the plane?
I'll think about it.
Oh, man. You know what, folks? When you have to deal with a guy that's got as much money as Tommy D, I mean, he's almost arrogant when it comes to money. He's almost arrogant. I mean, he's got a jet that sits there like 300 days a year at least. It just sits there.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. Anyway, those are the odds, of course.
I'm getting right now.
Yeah. Those are the odds. Inouye, of course, I think we're both leaning towards the upset here. Of course, we're talking about minus 450 on Inouye and plus 310, I said, on Junto Nakatani. Now, the switching countries coming back across the pond here to Las Vegas. I hope to be there. Of course, we're talking about the David Benavidez, Gilberto Ramirez fight. Benavidez, a minus 370 favorite. Gilberto Ramirez, a plus 260 underdog. Of course, one guy is like 31-0, 25 KOs. I got that record by heart. And, of course, the other guy is like 48-1, 33 KOs. And I guess Zerto's claim to fame is losing to Bivol.
No. Yeah, because he's not really – I guess so. I mean, who is he really beating for, you know?
I mean, he probably could have beat me, Bailey, and you all them fights. I mean, that's probably – I was looking at those guys he fought. A lot of those guys he fought were, like, suspiciously inept. Is that a good way to put it?
I think that's a fair way to put it.
Suspiciously
right?
Inept?
Yeah.
Like Kings, like Kingsley Ibe. Suspiciously inept. I mean, here's what – you can't be in the biggest fight of your life against a – and I'm not – people are going to get upset with me against a fat guy, and this guy was really fatty, had a big belly like Santa Claus. You can't get into a fight with them and not throw punches with bad intentions. I mean, I'd be throwing punches from the get-go. I'm trying to get this guy out of there. I want to hurt him. Kingsley didn't fight that way. But then again, we didn't know Kingsley was getting $900,000. Anyway, Benavidez 4-1. What do you think?
I like Benavidez. I don't think he stops him. I think it's a unanimous decision win for Benavidez, but I think he beats up Ramirez.
36 minutes?
He beats him up. Yeah, 36 minutes of just beating him up. Ramirez does have a shot if he could, you know, because he's a good body puncher, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, don't be surprised, you know, maybe Ramirez might land something to the body and hurt him.
Well, you know what Don King says about this fight, right?
What?
Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Oh, two shots. Slim and none. Yeah, that's how I see it. And plus, they have experience of being in a ring with each other, so Benavidez has been in there with Ramirez already.
And not only that, so. Benavidez called him out, and I mean, you know, like, I'm going to move up 25 pounds to call him out. Of course, then we have the fact he couldn't get a fight with Canelo at 168, couldn't get a fight with Canelo at 175, even though Canelo fought at both weights. Of course, then he moves up to 200 pounds, and he's going to move past the Canelo thing. But I don't think he did Canelo wrong the way he should have. He should have went down to Mexico City. He should have, like, went to Canelo's house on a bus, this and that, and dogged him with a bullhorn. You know, you dog him with a bull. Pendejo! Un pendejo! I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's what you need to be doing on the bullhorn in front of his house, because I think Canelo would have fought him if he'd have done that.
Maybe. That's not a guarantee.
Oh, man. Listen, you got news for me. If Bailey did pull that crap on me in front of my house, man, I'd be lined up to fight Bailey in a heartbeat. And Bailey's 4-1 over me.
Yeah, but so, you know, that's not an educated move to do. Okay. You know, so I think Canelo knows, and he knows it's not an educated move to fight Benavidez because he knows what would happen. So,
okay. Jaime Munguia is going to be on the card. Of course, a guy that tested positive for testosterone last year in 2024. He's taking on Armando Resendez. Jaime is a -200 favorite. Is this fight even worth watching?
I think it's competitive. Resendez got a big win against Caleb Plant. I believe that was last year.
Poor Caleb.
So I think it's worth watching. I think it's going to be an entertaining fight. Resendez is pretty good.
You think Caleb Plant just think his timing was wrong coming along? I think he had a lot of ability, man.
Yeah, but the thing with Caleb Plant has always been his gas tank, right? He tires out in second halves of fights, and that's what happened again, you know, in this fight against Resendez. So he's very skilled. He's a good. I think he's a very good boxer. But even the Canelo fight, when he fought Canelo, he looked good in the first half of that fight until he got tired and Canelo caught him. So, you know, so that, I think that's the problem with Caleb Plant. And look, he hasn't been in the ring since that fight.
The great Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillon. Of course, check him out on YouTube, the Friday Night Show. What's been happening now? You got a couple of different shows now on YouTube, huh?
Yeah, I got a couple different things. I've got the Roll with the Punches podcast. We just had Ofacio Falcone on Friday talking to us about his fight. And then now today we're going to have O'Shea Jones, a female welterweight, super welterweight, right from Ohio, Toledo, Ohio. She'll be on with us. And then we got Tales from the B-Side. We're going to have Josh Wagner today. He's going to be fighting Brian Norman Jr., on his comeback fight, and he'll be on the undercard of Keyshawn Davis's fight in Norfolk.
Okay, real quick, because I'm running up here on a break, and the Apeka one's got the gun out. Lonnie Daniels beat up Ashita, whatever her name was.
Shadeja Green.
Yeah. What's happening? Is she okay?
I have to check in on her. I think she's doing well. And speaking of Lonnie, we're going to have Lonnie next Sunday. So.
Right on, man, my brother.
I'll give you an update.
You ought to give Lonnie my number. She can call me 24/7. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring. You are tuned to Ring. And I don't mean that way. And you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Do you have diabetes?
I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The great Roderick Piper. Go, Rowdy Roddy Piper. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. April 25th, 1984, Alex Bronx Bomber Ramos beat Curtis Parker by a 12-round decision. That was on NBC TV. My Alex Ramos story, of course, we were in Puerto Rico, and I was in charge of checking out all the hotel rooms. So I checked out his hotel room and went in there. Everything was cool, right? I mean, I checked him out. So I signed it off on the list, and he got on a bus and got on a plane and went home to the United States. And I'm there in Puerto Rico, and the maid comes to me, and she's freaking out. She's going absolutely nuts. Well, what's the matter with you? She's in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, man, especially Puerto Rican Spanish, that 90-mile-per-hour stuff. Anyway, bottom line is she tells me that I need to come to Alex Ramos's room. So I go back to Alex Ramos's room, and she's pointing at the minibar, and it looks perfect to me, right? Then she pulled back the drinks in the minibar. Evidently, what Ramos did was he poked a hole in the bottom of each can of drinks, these candies, mixed drinks, like margaritas and stuff like that. They were all mixed drinks, rum and Coke, that kind of good stuff. They're already pre-mixed drinks. So he poked a hole in the bottom of the can, poured the drinks out, and then poured water back in the can, and then filled the hole up with toilet paper. So he did this with every can in the refrigerator, and it cost me, didn't cost me, but it ended up costing the promotion of like $350. You don't buy any. Mini bars are a ripoff, no doubt about that. I remember I was in Vegas just a few months ago, and they wanted to get this, $9 for a bottle of water in my room. $9 for a bottle of water. I would almost die of thirst outside of paying $9 for a bottle of water. Come on, you got to be kidding me. Straight up. Dying of thirst. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes up after the break, of course, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, of course, YouTube.com, and Twitch.tv, of course, the Sports Byline USA channels on both networks. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will feature the return of the HBO godfather himself, Mr. Larry Murch. We'll talk about Hagler Hearns. We'll talk about, well, a lot of things, but straight up, Bill Kaplan's also be a part of the mix. Of course, he's a boxing publicist that passed away this past week. So we'll talk about that and more after news in 6 minutes right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, YouTube.com, and, of course, Twitch.tv. Ring Talk returns right after the news.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. The first round of the 2026 National Football League Draft is over, and I gotta say, as someone who's been following the thing for nearly 40 years now, I'm still amazed that the Shield has been able to make it such a successful traveling roadshow. Towards the end of the first day, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced a record 320,000 people descended upon the North Shore in Pittsburgh to watch men have their names read and find out where they're going to work. And it ended up being a pretty darn good show, especially if you're a fan of offensive linemen. 7 tackles and 2 guards made up nearly a quarter of the first round as teams took advantage of a class rich with potential. Although the story of this draft was defense. And while I'd argue that Ohio State safety and new Dallas Cowboy Caleb Downs was the best defensive player coming out of college, with the second pick, the New York Jets were in desperate need of a dominant edge rusher and they had their choice. Ohio State's Avril Reese or Texas Tech's David Bailey. Both are strong, physical, and explosive. Reese has been said by pundits to have a higher ceiling, while Bailey has a much more stable floor, and the Jets went with the latter. With the Jets picked, it opened the door for the Giants to swoop in and take Reese at number 5, thus guaranteeing the two will have their careers compared and dissected for years to come. There were 2 notable running backs in the draft pool, and both were products of Notre Dame. There was no question that Jeremiah Love was the best offensive player in the draft, and he'd go high in the first round. It was just a matter of where, and it was number 3 to the Arizona Cardinals. Love will see his backup, Jadarian Price, who would have started anywhere else in the country twice a year, as Price landed softly with Super Bowl champion Seattle with the final pick of the first round. And finally, and maybe the biggest surprise of the first round, the Los Angeles Rams drafted their heir apparent at quarterback as the team took Alabama's Ty Simpson with the 13th pick. With 38-year-old Matt Stafford possibly entering free agency after this upcoming 17th season, the Rams took advantage of the fact they have few weaknesses, and much like the Vegas Raiders and first overall pick Fernando Mendoza, took a quarterback to develop. Unlike Mendoza, Simpson has little experience starting only 15 games. He would have started more, but he couldn't beat out Jaden Milroe. My shade aside, Simpson has a quick release and he's accurate. His receivers at Alabama dropped a ridiculous amount of balls, and he's a play-action quarterback going into a play-action offense coached by one of the best in the business. And the Rams got that 13th pick for my team, the Atlanta Falcons. No first rounder and only 5 total picks for the 3 days. I'm already looking forward to 2027. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide for Sunday, April 26, 2026. Straight up, this is your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, and it has been for better than four decades. 41 years of radio, straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Not only am I your host, and I'm pretty confident being that, but I'm bold and cocky, of course, before and after shows. During the show, I'm a bit humble because radio can humble you. I kid you not. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I'm not humble as far as boxing is concerned. And I could write a little bit. At one point in time, I was an award-winning boxing writer, so I could write and I could fight. But those were a long time. It was a long time ago. Not really, because I'm writing now again. That's right, the North American Boxing Writer of the Year, not once but twice. WBC Writer of the Year, WBO Writer of the Year. I keep going. Oregon Boxing Writer of the Year. I keep going and going. But the bottom line is, I am back, and I am writing at Substack.com. Of course, that's the place to write now without a newspaper. And, of course, the Oakland Tribune's gone. The Glasgow Sunday Post is gone. I mean, all these different newspapers I wrote around the world, they're basically toast. They're gone. Of course, the magazines, they don't exist anymore. So the bottom line is, I'm back with Substack.com. And Substack.com, the page for me is Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234. That's Pedro, 1234. Check me out at Substack.com. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'll bring you the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. We'll talk about the passing of his good friend, Bill Kaplan. Of course, Bill Kaplan with a C. Kaplan, most people spell it with a K, but the bottom line is Kaplan with a C. And, of course, he was a guy that I had some problems with. We ran hot and cold, but the bottom line is I had a lot of respect for him, and I'll tell you why after the break. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live on YouTube.com and, of course, Twitch.tv, both the Sports Byline USA channels. We'll return after the break if I can stop stuttering.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's sort of funny, ain't it? I mean, a vodka commercial on a guy's show that doesn't drink. Me and the impeccable, well, neither of us drink, but the bottom line is we're running these vodcasts. And you know what? It's pretty good vodka because they sent us a case, and I gave a bottle to a friend of mine that drinks a little bit, and he says that was some good stuff. So more power to him. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check this out. Without giving up my geographical settings, per se, I'm writing again, talking about Substack.com. And I'm writing where it all started. See, before 34 passport stamps of places like China, Columbia and Dubai, while penning articles for the aforementioned SF Examiner, Oakland Tribune, and Glasgow Sunday Post, my first real byline was as editor of the South San Francisco High School Warrior. Bottom line is, no student ever caused as much heat as I did. I exposed the principal, Thomas Gaffney, for a pair of DUIs. That's right, he got caught for drunk driving not once but twice, this in 6 months, of course. And this was after my writing in the newspaper led to the termination of a male janitor who walked in unannounced to girls' restrooms. I kid you not, he was a nutty pervert. I got rid of him. So anyway, so you would think I should have been satisfied graduating as the award-winning editor of the South San Francisco Warrior, right? But I wasn't. I wanted to go after the big fish. That's right. I went after a South City institution. I had a 750-word story written on the South City High School football coach. We're talking about the varsity football coach, a legend, Ray DeYoung. In detail, I highlighted several instances in which DeYoung got people unnecessarily hurt, both in games and practice. So I went to the vice principal, Tyler, for comment instead of Gaffney. Of course, Gaffney, of course, was the guy that refused to smile at me as I photographed him. Get this, the impeccable one. He's getting dropped off. He's getting picked up from work, okay, because I bested him on the DUIs, right? He wouldn't smile for the camera. No, what guy had no class? Bottom line is, I caught him clean. Bottom line is, he wasn't smiling. So I showed this article to the administration, just like I did before I made Principal Gaffney semi-walk to work. I went to the administration to advise him of the impending Coach DeYoung hit piece. Ooh, did I say hit piece? Yeah, I meant it. Anyway, having got five different players, two graduates, and three current to illustrate the bizarre behavior and poor decisions Coach DeYoung had made in forcing injured players to play and or practice, you know, I thought I was on the right page. So there's 3 weeks left in the semester. So I'm thinking, with the school year winding down, I'm going to run the hit piece on Coach DeYoung and my last edition's award. Essentially, I wanted to go out with the coach's head on a stick. That's what I want to do. And this administration, of course, asked for a meeting. Whoa. Well, say what? Unbelievable. They set up a meeting, and guess who? Principal Gaffney's office. The guy whose face is like fire into red from booze. He and his cronies are sitting there waiting for me, but I wasn't going in alone. I brought my teacher, my journalism teacher, Anthony Pellegrino, and my counselor, William Hunter. They both came, and when I advised the group that I wanted to record the meeting, Gaffney looked like he needed another drink. Anyway, pull the article on DeYoung because he's retiring. That's what they said. A visibly shook Tom Gaffney, he sort of spoke for the group. He says to me, quote, "You don't need to run that story. Coach DeYoung is going to announce his retirement next week." I didn't believe him. So they brought in Coach DeYoung, who said, "It's time to go, it's a new generation," end quote. I said, okay, anyway, Drunkard Gaffney, of course, it was also Vice Principal Zorro and Vice Principal Tyler. All three of them were in the office, of course, with DeYoung. DeYoung marches out as quickly as he came in, and the three of them tell me, "Look, Coach DeYoung is gone." So the meeting ends, but nobody's shaking hands, okay? I walk out with both Hunter and Pellegrino, and we didn't say a word until we got back to Pellegrino's office. But the bottom line is, I knew they were lying, but I gave them the benefit of the doubt. They lied, and of course, DeYoung didn't retire. But wait a second. Graduating shouldn't be that difficult because I'm not that dumb. Because of the DUI articles on Principal Gaffney, Mr. Cohen, if I ever seen him on the street, I would light him up. Anyway, Mr. Cohen threw me out of a required to graduate science class because of the number I did on Gaffney. No science credits means I don't graduate in June. But this is crazy. This is like February. So I got enrolled in a two-week course. I was undaunted. Mr. Hunter was undaunted. He said I could have a free period after I took an accelerated correspondence course in a series of tests in his office. He would be the administrator of the tests. So with a free period and my science credits already in the pocket, bottom line is I will walk by Mr. Cohen's office, Mr. Cohen's class, and wave at him. He was a prick. He deserved it. Anyway, bottom line is you can't deny me a high school diploma. But they did. Unable to deny me a high school diploma, both Mr. P and Mr. Hunter told me, you know what, these guys might not be done, Pete, but the bottom line is there's only 48 hours left to graduation. I mean, we're in graduation rehearsal. What could they do? Remember that drunk Gaffney? The entire graduating class is sitting in the auditorium anticipating a rehearsal. 30 minutes in, Gaffney grabs a microphone with Mr. Tyler by his side and announces, "Pedro Fernandez, come down to the stage." Well, guess what, folks? The school got the last laugh until now. In the end, I got my diploma, but I didn't get graduate on stage. The cowardly last-minute move by the administrators would have no effect on my life. I mean, none whatsoever. But they can't say the same after the job I did on them. And my intent was always to kick ass and take names. For an entire year, I had Tom the Drunk, Gaffney, and Company on the ropes. They couldn't muzzle me in print. So to further irk them, I started an alternative newspaper with South San Francisco High School funds. Right? I used their own money. The bottom line is I talked about drug use. I talked about concerts. I did one sports story. Bottom line was called The Sporting Green. Those guys were livid. Of course, South City BS, this stuff sort of prepped me for the world. What do I mean by that? In other words, I was able to do and write whatever I wanted back then, right? I learned that you could do what you want if you do it right. So when I got into the world of boxing, the Mafia, Don King, things like that, that was nothing. That was nothing compared to high school. I mean, think about that. If high school is rougher on you than the mob, is that training or is that just experience? I don't know. Bottom line is, that's South San Francisco High School. Of course, that's all available at Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, Pedro 1234, that's my Substack.com page. Check it out. I've got a lot of stories there. Some are controversial, some are controversial, some are related to boxing, and some are not related to boxing. Now, of course, want to mention the fact that Roger Mayweather's birthday was this week. Of course, April 24th, 1961. Of course, the former two-division world champion, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather, was a good guy. We partied a lot in Las Vegas. When I say partied, we didn't do no booze. He didn't even smoke weed around me. No weed, no booze. And no other drugs. I mean, he just was as straight as you can imagine. I'm talking about Roger Mayweather. May he rest in peace. Of course, he died from the results of pugilistic dementia. What I'm trying to tell you is that he got punch drunk. Took too many shots. Who knows how many punches make you punch drunk, but obviously it killed him, of course. And I want to mention the fact that Dusty Baker was on a show this week here with Ron Barr here in the studios at Sports Byline. Okay, I want to mention that. The reason why I want to mention that because when I was working at the High Dive Bar down here in the Embarcadero, I was like the bodyguard, security, all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, they tell me Dusty Baker's coming in after the game. I said, cool. So he goes, no, we want to glue you to Dusty. I said, what happened? We don't want nobody bothering Dusty. We're going to put him in the back room. We don't want nobody bothering him. Nobody goes in there. So anyway, I spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours around Dusty Baker. Of course, the manager extraordinaire that he is. And he was just a classy guy. I really want to give him a whole lot of props. And of course, he was this weekend here with the godfather of the network, Ron Barr. They did a live show together. I just thought that was so cool. I wish I could get some. Listen, Dusty Baker knows more about baseball than anybody will ever know. I mean, than most people have forgotten. And not only was he a decent player, but he was a great manager, no doubt about that. And I do want to admit this. Roll to a break right now. I do want to admit this. When he was playing left field, was it left field? Yeah, he was playing left field for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I used to throw things at him out there in Candlestick Park. Isn't that terrible? What a creep. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world boxing. Want to talk to Larry Merchant? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, April 26, 2026. And, of course, in the other room, running the boards, of course, is the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck. Let's go to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home, as is. No cleaning, no showings. And there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
While in the company of many so-called rich or famous people, I don't ask for pictures. I just don't. But 3.5 years ago in Mexico City, I ran into longtime boxing publicist Bill Kaplan. I knew that was a special occasion, so I even had former world champion John Stracy of England take a photo of me and Bill. Bill passed away this week, of course, a publicist, a man in L.A., no doubt about that. I remember him at all the big sporting events with Doug Kerkorian, who's still around, and of course, and the late Alan Malamud. Those guys were like the three power brokers as far as L.A. media was concerned. But the bottom line is they were all tight, of course. And what made – Bill was tight with Bob Arum, too, of course, and we ran hot and cold over that. But the bottom line is Bill was Superman to me because of the fact that in 2009 – former world champion Gennaro Hernandez was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Now, you guys remember when Gennaro, he was on the show like 42 hours before he passed away, and he was in bad shape. That was horrible. But bottom line is, he didn't have medical insurance. So Gennaro was in trouble both medically and financially. And Bill Kaplan with a C, not a K, he got Bob Arum to pay Gennaro Hernandez's medical bills. I kid you not, that's right. El Chicanito had never boxed for Bob Arum or under the Top Rank banner. So ever since that, Ever since I learned that Bill got Bob to pay for Gennaro's medical treatment, I developed a soft spot for Master Bob of the Top Rank Plantation and Bill Kaplan. Rest in peace, Bill. Straight up, let's go to Los Angeles, the City of Angels, Santa Monica, and bring in the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant. Did I do that right, Godfather?
Well, the sense of it is right, but I didn't know that particular story. When I was covering boxing as a columnist and so forth, I was an East Coast guy,
uh-huh.
and Bill Kaplan was primarily a West Coast guy.
Yeah.
And while I ran into him occasionally, and I didn't have any direct combat with him. Mm-hmm. Later on, when I was in television, I got to know Bill better, and he was always around the game.
Yep, the Olympic Auditorium. He's got his tenure runs deep.
You know, and I agree in the sense how important he was to the game. I think that maybe his passing is the end of the individualistic part of boxing that it's turned more corporate in recent years.
But here's what's up. There isn't even a corporate media anymore, Godfather, because, you know, I mentioned the fact that, you know, I had written for different newspapers around the world. All the newspapers I wrote, except for one, and I wrote for 14 different papers worldwide, all but one is out of business. I mean, so the newspapers thing is gone. There is no media anymore, and he was a boxing publicist, Mr. Kaplan, and at times we go back and forth, but he gave you the press releases when he was working for Top Rank. And I mean, he was an integral part of the game. He just was. I mean, he was grumpy at times, but he was an integral part of the game.
Well, I never found him to be too grumpy.
That's because he was your partner.
Here's the classic Bill Kaplan story.
Okay.
Some years ago, he was involved in the promotion of some fighter here in Southern California. And he was trying to coordinate a pre-fight media thing. And one of the fighters hadn't shown up in time. And Bill was really, his job was to get something going. And eventually the fighter said, "You know what? He's not here. I'm leaving." And you know what Bill Kaplan did? He went outside to the parking lot and laid down in front of the fighter's car.
Well,
you know, he couldn't get away. And then the other guy came. But that's a guy going beyond expectations to help promote a fight.
I know, but Godfather, you know, and that's a great story. But that Gennaro Hernandez thing, I mean, it almost brought me to tears because I knew Gennaro was in really bad shape. He didn't have any money. I mean, I didn't have any money to give him. I mean, I could have come up with a couple $100 maybe or something like that, but I didn't have any real money to help him out. And of all the people in boxing, Godfather, of all the people, I'm getting emotional here, of all the people that I know in boxing, of every single person come across, Gennaro Hernandez is the only one I know that nobody's ever said anything bad about, ever. Ever. He was like a saint.
Mm-hmm. And Bill helped him get his medical bills.
Bill paid him off. Bill, either they put him on the Top Rank insurance, the health plan, or they paid off his medical bills in cash, one or the other. I never got him to affirm it, but that's how his medical bills were taken care of. They went away.
Well, I didn't know that story. I had a conversation with his wife yesterday. He called me. And, you know, he lived to 90.
Mm-hmm.
A roly-poly guy from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And found his...
his niche.
Yes. And you don't find too many people who didn't like Bill Kaplan.
No, you just don't. You really don't. And as I said, when I was... I went around the boxing biz, and I told a few people that Gennaro Hernandez was on the ropes with cancer, this and that, and then he needed a few bucks. I never went to Bill Kaplan, okay? But I went to some other people, and I'm not going to mention who those bastards were, but none of them wanted to come up with a dime, Godfather. And I'm talking about some big-time people in boxing. Not a dime. One guy I didn't go to was Uncle Seth, and Uncle Seth was at HBO, and Gennaro didn't, I don't know, Gennaro wasn't a big HBO star, but I probably should have went to Uncle Seth. I might have got some bucks out of him. But outside of that, I went to like four or five hot shots in boxing back at that point in time. Nobody threw me a nickel. Typical.
That's a good story about a bad situation.
Anyway, all right, let's talk about Hagler Hearns. Of course, the anniversary went this past couple of weeks. Of course, April 15th, 1985. You, Barry Tompkins. You, Barry Tompkins, and Ray Leonard, did you guys do that fight together? I think it was you, him, Barry Tompkins, and Ray Leonard. But what are your memories of that crazy night? That was the night you and I met. But besides meeting me that night, what was that night like?
Well, it was like 8 minutes when you couldn't take a breath. It was so fierce. And in hindsight, after the fight, I recall that in his corner, just before the first bell rang, Hagler was pounding his chest.
Yeah.
And we found out why. He was going to try to impose
his will,
his natural weight as a middleweight,
mm-hmm.
over Hearns, who had outgrown the lower weight divisions,
yep.
but was not as naturally strong. And Hagler stood in there, and maybe in the first round, I recall, Hearns hit him with his best right hand.
Yep.
And Hagler just didn't blink.
I thought he might have blinked, but that was the thing. I thought he might have blinked, but he was like, "How dare you!" Almost the look on his face, because you know, you and I know that Marvin was a bit of a head case. I mean, he had to out slug Tommy, he had to out beast to John Mugabe, and he had to out box Ray Leonard.
You're right. He wanted to prove that he could beat everybody in their best styles, because he had come up the hard way,
mm-hmm.
but Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns had a lot of PR. They were with Ray from the Olympics and so on. And that was his calling in boxing.
Okay. Godfather, the last time Marvin Hagler and I were together, one of the last times we were together, we were in Mexico City at a WBC convention, and they only had Wi-Fi in the lobby. So I'm writing a story in the lobby with the laptop, and he comes downstairs and says to me, "Hey, Pedro, where's everybody at?" I said, "Probably the local brothel." And he looks at me and he chuckles. He goes, "You're probably right." Of course, yeah. You know, but the personality, I was around him in the gym, you know, because Johnny Taco allowed me to come into his private training sessions. And when Johnny Taco said in Las Vegas, sort of went. So I saw his training for all those fights he had in Vegas with Hearns and Mugabe and Duran, that kind of good stuff. So I saw the personality of him when he was fighting. But when he retired and he fell in love with that lady from Italy, he became a softie.
Yeah, there is a soft part of them, and there's probably a soft part of all of us if we're tough asses and vice versa. and a hard putt. The guys you would never expect. But he expressed it in the ring, where everybody could see it. But I'll never forget him pounding his chest in his corner and not understanding it at that moment, but later remembering it, that he was coming out to fight.
All right. Real quick, I got a minute left before we go to a break. And I'll never forget, we're walking through the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion. That's where they held some fights, but they were holding the press center there because of the outdoor fight. And you walk up to me and go, can you believe it? Can you believe it? And you and I have been pals since then. So I want to thank you for coming up and introducing yourself, the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant. What do you got planned for Sunday, sir?
Well, I'm looking out the window from my bed, and I see the ocean is kicking up a little, so I better go out for my daily walk before it gets too windy.
Too choppy. Anyway, you have a good week. I love you. Have a great week, and maybe I'll come down to see you in the next few days. But I love you, Godfather, and I thank you so much for your time. Week in and week out, my time with you is priceless.
Hey, Joe. Thanks. Yeah. And you are one of a kind.
Thank you so much, sir. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Undefeated super middleweight and light heavyweight champion of the world, Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist out of Oakland, California, born originally in San Francisco. Straight up, you know, before I go back to boxing for a second, you know, when I was growing up, I mentioned the fact that Mr. Pellegrino and Mr. Hunter were so integral as far as me getting out of high school is concerned. I mean, they just were, and they helped, both of them gave me the guts to write what I wanted to write. If you want to write what you want, if you feel something's right and it's, you're honest about it and you've done your facts and you at least have two sources of things to go by this and that, bottom line is you can run with the story. So I ran with the story. But the bottom line is, in elementary school, I had a lady named Jane Withers. She believed in me. She did. She, all right? In junior high school, I had a teacher named Wayne McDonald. In high school, I had the aforementioned Mr. Pellegrino. Anyway, let me tell you about teacher salaries in the world, okay? In a place called Luxembourg, teachers get $81,000 a year. In Germany, they get $77,000 a year. In Denmark, they get $58,000 a year. In Austria, they get $58,000 a year. In the Netherlands, they get $57,000 a year. In the United States, they get $47,000 a year. That's right. The industrial capital of the world, per se, all right, you know, the place where all the money's at, teachers make 47 grand. That's why there's so many stupid people in this world. I'm telling you, I'm a writer again. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this, doing this. But I have to write down. And people don't know. The guy was talking this over with Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant, you're one of a kind. That was really cool. But the bottom line is, I was talking this over with Larry Merchant. Of course, Larry Merchant's an award-winning writer, won all those awards when he was with the Philadelphia Daily News and New York Post. And I said to him, you know, what's going on with this? And he says, you know, you gotta write what you feel. And if you're honest about it and you got the sources behind you, just run with it. Don't worry about it. Bottom line is, that's the way I do. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it to Twitch.com, the Sports Byline USA chat, of course. Oh boy, here we go, Frank. Frank Knotts. Now, Eddie Mustafa Muhammad was born on this day, April 30th. Take that back. He was born April 30th, 1952, the former WB light heavyweight champion of the world. I think he lost the unification match to Michael Spinks. Bottom line is, he ran the Boxers Union for about 10 or 12 years there. He was hanging out with Jimmy Hoffa Jr., and he never made much of that. But the bottom line is, Frank also writes the lingering after effects of marijuana. I know nothing about that. Kids significantly affect a boxer's reflexes, reaction time, and coordination. While the acute high passes within a few hours, Frank, is more like 40 minutes. Anyway, studies indicate that motor coordination, cognitive processing, and reaction speed can remain impaired for several hours, with residual effects extending to 24 to 36 hours after the use. Studies show that athletes training under influence or with residual effects may experience a 25 decrease. I smoked weed for every fight. Okay? My crew smoked weed. We didn't drink. That's just what we did. We smoked weed on occasion. I'm not saying we were smoking as much as I do now, but the bottom line is, we smoked weed on occasion. So as far as that, like being lackadaisical, this and that, no. What it did was, I think it relaxed you before a fight to an extent, and you needed to be relaxed somewhat. I mean, come on. Sometimes I would go 6 weeks without any tail. I mean, none whatsoever. You talk about a guy that's like, you know, rocking and rolling as far as testosterone is concerned. I mean, I'm in my 20s. I'm ready to go. I got a beautiful girlfriend. I got more than her. But the bottom line is, I got a beautiful girlfriend, and like for 6 weeks at a time, it's like, no. She couldn't believe it. Of course, that's what sort of ruined the relationship. But the bottom line is, let's go back to Frank here in 1961, the House of Story. And he says, Dimitri Bivol, I said, Bivol and Beterbiev are the matches that will make David Benavidez great. Well, neither guy wanted to fight him because he issued challenges to both guys at 175, Frank, you getting slow on me here? Anyway, Bivol got a doctor's note. Said his shoulder was out. Yeah, his shoulder was out. He couldn't crank it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about that. He got a doctor's note. Of course, in McKinello Alvarez just didn't get a doctor's note. He got Dr. Suleiman to write him a pass. Like, he was a high school principal of boxing and this and that. Suleiman writes him a pass. Of course, I mentioned earlier that Suleiman has been ripping the hell out of Terrence Crawford and this and that because Crawford didn't pay the sanction fees. And while I'm down with that, I think there's some merit to his claim and his bitch and that kind of stuff. I can get with that because Terrence did sign a contract saying he would pay these fees. Okay, but you Mauricio Sulaiman has ruined things to an extent with the WBC. When I was on the WBC TV show, and you guys remember this years ago, I said that Oshaki Foster and Robinson Canseco, that the fight looked fixed, that the two judges that voted for Robinson Canseco over Oshaki Foster, that something was wrong. I had 8-4 in rounds going the other way. 8-4 in rounds going the other way. So 8-4 in rounds ends up being a win for the other guy. I said that either Mauricio Sulaiman needs to step up and do something right, demand a rematch right away, or he's part of the problem and not the solution, needs to get out, right? Well, you know what they did? They took me off WBC TV. They said, yeah, we're done with Pedro. And you know what? He hasn't had the balls. He tried to talk. I mean, I've seen each other. I think we've seen each other once since then, and I don't shake his hand no more. There's no sense of shaking his hand. Plus, I don't shake hands anymore. I bump fists. The reason why I don't shake hands is that people are germs, man. I mean, after being a policeman for like almost a decade, you would not believe most people practice low gene and not hygiene. So that's what I'm trying to say. As far as shaking hands, that kind of stuff, refrain from it if you can. I mean, this is my personal preface. Anyway, this is Ring Talk Live. We're on. Anyway, Bivol gets a pass. He doesn't want to fight David Benavidez. Benavidez has to go for 175. Nobody fights him at 175, Frank. Bivol don't want to fight him. Beterbiev don't want to fight him. Okay, so he has to move up to 200 pounds. Imagine that, having to move up 25 pounds because you can't get a fight at 168 with Canelo Alvarez or 175 with those two guys. Come on, man. Something's up. Something smells here. Something smells like day-old fish in the sun. It just does. And if you don't want to cop to it, the fact that David Benavidez is the most overrated fighter, let me tell you like this. I mentioned this before, but Mike Tyson and I, we agree on like maybe five things. We both like Khalifa Kush, and you know, we both think that David Benavidez is the best fighter in the world, bar none. And we have thought that for a long time. It hasn't been something we got Johnny come lately on David Benavidez. I've been saying this for maybe the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, there's just nobody that brings the intensity to the squared circle that he does. Nobody. Nobody even comes close. And it cracks me up that, you know, the Mexican fans and I mentioned this earlier, but there's no longer a public relations team in boxing per se. There used to be like PR teams, like by Bill Kaplan. And what do you say? He laid down in front of a car to make sure that one fighter didn't leave the scene so he can get interviews with both guys. And I mean, he did some corny, crazy stuff. But the bottom line is there are no Bill Kaplans anymore. There are no Irving Rudds anymore. Irving Rudd was the guy that used to run the training camps for Bob Arum and different promoters. I mean, these guys aren't around anymore. They just aren't. And with them went somewhat of a tradition, because then, of course, then the newspapers and the magazines went away. I mean, I told you what one big boxing magazine gave me $2,500, I think, for a cover story on Tyson and Douglas back in 1989, of course, or 1990, early 1990. And the same magazine, after going digital, wanted to give me $300. Wait, $300? The same amount of words you gave me $3,000 for? You can kiss my ass. That's the way it is. So that's why I walked away. That's basically why I walked away from the world of newspapers and magazines. The money wasn't there. I mean, there were a couple of magazines sticking around, a couple of rags still around that I could have wrote for. But the bottom line is, I'm just not into them. I'm not. Now, of course, the Sheik runs the Ring magazine thing. I was sort of never down with Ring while it was with Oscar, because I thought that was a conflict of interest, the fact that Oscar De La Hoya in Golden Boy Promotions ran Ring magazine. So what did Oscar do? Oscar decided he would sell out, and he sold Ring magazine to the Arab guy, Sheik Turkey Jerky, whatever his name is, a Saudi Arabian, you know, guy with all that money. And that was that. I mean, come on, man. I mean, and then Oscar says, oh, I'm sorry I did business with him. I'm sorry I believed him. Why would you believe that dweeb? I mean, why would you? You have no contact with him before. It wasn't like you went to his partners. Like he's like you know him, or you know some people that know him. You go, hey man, is Sheik cool? I mean, nobody's going to say that Sheik's cool. Nobody would ever say that. But the bottom line is, you got hooked on him, Oscar, as did a lot of people. Speaking of getting hooked on him, of course, Dana White is hooked up with the Sheik Turkey Jerky, Zuffa Sports, Zuffa Boxing. Call it what you want. Of course, I call it the slave, the top. And we heard of the Top Rank plantation. Remember, I talked about it a little bit earlier when I was joking about Bob Arum and the Top Rank plantation, Massa Bob. Well, it's more like Massa Dana. As I'll say it time and time again, because I need to repeat this until the sun never shines again. Because the bottom line is, Francis Ngannou got $550,000 to sell out Madison Square Garden. 18,000 seats. Every seat in the place was sold. $7 million in total tickets sold, right? He got $500,000 for that. $500,000. But wait. Dana the Pimp, and I call him a pimp because I was a cop. I knew a few pimps and hoes when I was here in San Francisco. So I think I can categorically call him a pimp out of my opinion, my professional opinion. But anyway, the bottom line is Dana was giving him $500,000 for a fight, then gave him a $50,000 bonus. So he goes over to boxing. He goes over to boxing, listens to Pedro, goes over to boxing and makes $18 million in two fights, one with Tyson Fury, one with Anthony Joshua. Loses both fights. I thought the Joshua fight, I thought the Fury fight he won. But the bottom line is, you know, he loses two fights. He makes $18 million bucks, $18 million against Dana. In that world of Dana, he's like fighting, like, you know, death matches every day. I mean, no matter what. Listen, training for that stuff would get you hurt. Training for the MMA stuff. Fighting actual MMA fights is that's why the UFC heavyweight champion, the most he's ever defended as far as UFC history is concerned, is the longest title run in UFC heavyweight championship history was three fights. Three fights. The heavyweight champion can't pass three fights because guess what? You get so beat up on the way to the UFC heavyweight championship that when you're finally UFC heavyweight champion, you're already beat up. And see, you're like a carton of milk. Dana knows that all these fighters are like a carton of milk. They have a certain shelf life on them. So you know the date on them. Basically, once they get a title, the milk starts to sour because none of these guys last a long time. They just don't. I mean, there's the exception to the rule. You know, the guys that have seriously hurt, like Frankie Edgar and me, you know, and the guy over there from Hawaii. But the bottom line is, you know, there are guys that seriously get hurt doing this. And I think it's the most deadly thing outside of football. Why would I say football? Because I've been around a lot of football players, and I never understood why the fact that football players were sort of like punch-drunk fighters. I didn't get it. Mark Gasol, I keep bringing that up. Of course, the greatest pass rusher, certainly in the history of the New York Jets, maybe the AFC, if not one of the greats of the NFL, no doubt about that, okay? But when I interviewed him after a boxing match up there in Reno, Nevada, he didn't know where he was. I mean, I had to step on his foot. I said to him, hey, man, twice, hey, we're with Mark Gasol, welcome to the interview, blah, 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 blah. And I said, he didn't react. So I said the second time, he didn't react the second time. So I stomped on his foot. He reacted to me stomping on his foot, but that was about it. So I couldn't figure out what he was tripping on. And now he's got Alzheimer's and all kinds of different issues regarding the residual effects of professional football. And when I ran into the football players over the years, and and they sounded like fighters. They sounded like punch-drunk fighters. I couldn't figure it out until I realized that professional football, it creates as many punch-drunk fighters as boxing does or more. I think the per capita has got to be more because the bottom line is I've seen more football, maybe because there's so many more football players than there's boxers, but I've seen so many more football players that have been off the rocker at the end of the day, and that it's been really sad. Anyway, bottom line is NFL, you know, if you're going to – I think that the only safe sport today is badminton. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Sound of the Mighty Tower of Power coming back to the break. Of course, they have been around since 1968, almost as long as me. Straight up, you can check them out at towerofpower.com. Of course, some of the odds next week, of course, coming up May the 2nd, the big fight day coming from across the pond, the Noah and Noah, of course, and Hunto Nakatani. Now, so I'm tempted to go with Tommy D in the upset here. I'm talking about the plus 310 underdog, Hunto Nakatani, both undefeated, 32 and zip. Of course, as is the Noah and Noah. Of course, the Noah considered a 4-1 favorite, minus 450. But the bottom line is, I may go with the underdog here. Maybe I got underdog-itis, but the bottom is, I think me and Tommy D might be on to something there. No doubt about that. And, of course, across the pond, here in the United States, no doubt about that, the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world, bar none, folks. I mean, it ain't even close. The guy's got to move up 25 pounds to get a fight. I mean, come on, man. I mean, think about that. He's got to move up 25 pounds to get a fight. And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Yet David Benavidez got to suck in the intestinal fortitude and the stones the size of a bull. I mean, come on. Come on, man. You don't move up 25 pounds. I told you I moved up 8 pounds and got spanked. You just do. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And, of course, we take it across, as I said, here in Las Vegas. I hope to be there. Mark Risman, my attorney, is supposed to get me tickets at the last minute. I'm waiting, Mark. Come on. I'm still waiting on the phone call. Anyway, I hope to go down there. It's probably going to cost me $1,000. Last minute tickets, flying down there, getting a hotel room, getting a car. Of course, you know, I don't get to rent a car. I have somebody chauffeur me around. But not really. Sometimes I get to rent a car. Sometimes I did the Uber thing one time. Around Vegas, it really ain't that cool because you got to wait on these guys, man. It gets old. Just have your own rent a car, you get to rock and roll. Anyway, back to Las Vegas, Nevada. David Benavidez, a minus 370, almost a 4-1 favorite. Of course, in Gilberto Ramirez, Zerto Ramirez, slim and none. Those are the chances they have. Slim and none, and Slim's out of town. I mean, let me tell you, I expect Zerto to look like maybe not a stepped-on gerbil, because that's what Canelo Alvarez would look like if he ever fought David Benavidez, a stepped-on gerbil. I mean, I wouldn't expect Zerto to look like a stepped-on gerbil, but I wouldn't be surprised if he looked like that. I really don't, because the accumulation of the beating he's going to take, round after round, after minute after minute after minute. Listen, it isn't whether or not Zerto's going to win any rounds in this fight, as far as my opinion is concerned. Is Zerto going to win any minutes? Any minutes of any rounds. I mean, that's how one-sided this thing is. Style-wise, it's all about Benavidez. Ability-wise, all about Benavidez. All the other guys got is size, but the 25 pounds is a lot, because I told you, I moved up 8 pounds, and I got severely spanked. It's not a joke. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one is probably the best hour of radio I've done in a long, long time. So I thank you guys for tuning in for hour number two as well. Of course, hour number two is pretty cool. I got the impeccable one in the other room. He keeps me in check. There's no doubt about that. And I keep saying this time and time again that I wouldn't be doing radio without Bailey Peck. So I thank Bailey Peck without a doubt. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. Don't forget, Pedro, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234 at substack.com.